Good morning, dear friends. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want us to look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, which reads, "For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust." Now God promises us one thing only, and it's to keep us focused heavenward. And he will do it, and has done everything to keep it that way. Whether his hand is upon us for healing or wealth, or sickness or poverty, can we be content in his promise of heaven? Or do we lament that our prayers were not answered the way we wanted? Now, if God's promises are meant for our ultimate life with him, then let's think about what we are inadvertently desiring when we become disappointed that our prayers were not answered in a manner that seems best to us. My friends, working towards this perspective on prayer and his promises will bring us into a confidence that whatever comes our way, God can and will use it to bring us into his glory.